Okay, just start off with just a little recap of the game. Look, obviously, first preseason game, not a perfect game. A lot of things that we need to improve upon. But one of the things that we try to do when we go out here in these games is we want to have some general goals. And so some of those include turnovers, takeaways, penalty battle, field position battle. All three of those areas we won yesterday. We won the turnover battle. We won the field position battle. And we won the penalty battle. And so that's a very positive positive thing that our players were really focused on. And I thought that that was good. Now, obviously, there's some things we need to improve upon. You know, there's offensively, defensively, special teams. There's always work to be done. That's kind of what training camp's all about, preseason games are all about. You're playing a lot of guys, a lot of different combinations of guys. You're not game planning for these games. And so you're really finding out what you need to improve upon, and I thought that was something that came out of last night's game also. So with that being said, I think on the injury front, we're pretty much status quo right now. I would expect that Clowney and Nick Martin, would be back at practice sometime this week. Other than that, it's about the same. So with that, I'll open it to questions.
Coach, after you looked at the game video, your evaluation of Brock and what he accomplished?
Yeah, look, you know, we did, like he said after the game, and I think I said it, we kept it pretty close to the vest. You know, we ran the ball quite a bit. We threw some quick game. He had one fade ball to DeAndre that was, you know, close. The DB made a really good play on it. I think that's an area that I'm talking about in the beginning here that we really need to work on because that's a very big threat for us, you know, our opportunity to throw the ball versus press coverage to DeAndre. So we're going to continue to work on that. I thought he made a nice throw to CJ. CJ was able to get a good gain out of that. So, you know, we're just going to keep working and getting better every week.
It looked like your young receivers grasped the opportunity. They
yeah.
were making plays. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's some really good things happening with those guys. You know, they to play in their first pro game, you know, that's obviously – not the easiest thing in the world to get adjusted fast. And I thought that they did a pretty good job of adjusting to the speed of the game. I thought Will ran some really good routes in the game. I thought Braxton made a great catch on that one flag route that he ran. And then obviously there's a number of things that we need to improve upon. Steven Anderson had a nice touchdown catch. But all of these guys have things to improve upon, but it was good to get them going in their first game last night.
With the quarterback injuries you suffered over the last few
right.
seasons here and three starters missing on the offensive line, were you a little bit more cautious with Oswald in the first game?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things, I don't know if that was the main reason, Jason, but I think overall we really wanted to come out of this game with a clean operation. You know, basically did we have a good operation on the sideline? Was our substitution operation correct? Was the play call communicated correctly? Did he communicate the play call to the huddle correctly? Were we able to get to the line of scrimmage and get a line? We only had one false start, which was, you know, we don't ever want to have a false start, but we only had that one false start, which was good. So I think there were some things that we got accomplished that weren't necessarily in the spectacular category. I get that, you know, but preseason is trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page and set, you know, incremental goals for each game.
Considering some of the status of your offensive linemen, you mentioned Nick Martin already. How do you evaluate what you saw in the first game?
You know, I thought that I'll just start with those guys that started the game. I thought Chris Clark played a solid game. I thought Xavier, for the most part, played a solid game. I thought Greg Mance. I think you have to give Greg Mance a lot of credit. Here's a guy that has been really working hard to rehab to get back in there and played a lot of football last night. And he look, there's a lot of things he needs to improve upon, but I thought for not having played in a long time, he went in there and held his own. We've been really happy with Jeff Allen. You know, we like what he brings to our offensive line. And Kendall Lamb, look, he was blocking some really good players. He had his moments. He got beat for a sack, had the false start. But, you know, here's a guy that was undrafted out of App State last year that I think is getting better and better every time he steps on the field. It's not easy to block Ahmad Brooks, you know, for that many plays during a game. And I thought he battled and held in there.
How do you evaluate some of these guys if they're going against threes, but they play well, like Shakir Rashad, Gerald
yeah.
Rivers, and Joel Heath?
Yeah. You know, you definitely have to take into account who's on the field and the skill set of all the players. But I think that one of the things that you're looking at is, are they doing their job? Are they doing what they've been coached to do? And I thought that a number of guys on defense and on special teams, you know, I thought you just mentioned Shaq, Langford, Rivers, Lee, the outside backer, DJ Reader. He did some decent things. I thought Heath and Ufamba up front, you know, they got to work on their pad level, but overall there were some good things. So there's a lot of things to improve upon, but definitely some positives. And, you know, doesn't matter. When you're out there, everybody's a pro football player, and if you're doing your job and making plays, that's a good thing.
With Cushing not in the game yesterday, you got to look at a bunch of different inside guys. Yeah. Had Bulla out there a lot. Also, Brian Peters, just your thoughts on
a couple of them. Yeah, I definitely thought that those guys played hard. They played very physical. We really enjoy coaching Max and Peters and, all those guys that got in the game. Obviously, Bernard McKinney. There's a lot of things to improve upon. You know, we've got to tackle better, and that's not just the linebacker position. That's just overall on defense. We have to really get back to working some space tackling drills this week. We got another team coming in here, the Saints, that have a lot of really good space players like Brandon Cooks and company. So we've got to get back to that. But I thought overall there were some positives, and then obviously some things we need to improve upon.
You've talked about the kicking competition. How do you think Kymie Fairbairn did in his first game?
Yeah, he made a fairly long field goal, and he kicked an extra point. And so I thought he did a pretty decent job. You know, he had a couple directional kickoffs that were okay. The first one of the game, I think he probably had a few butterflies and didn't kick that as well as he wanted to. But it ended up being okay. The coverage worked out okay. So there's some things to improve upon, like there always are with young kickers, with young players. But I thought for his first outing, it was pretty solid.
Bill, could you discuss your schedule this week with New Orleans? You had one joint practice last week. Do you plan on having a pair of those? And also, can you discuss how preparations for preseason game two differ from a preseason game one?
Yeah, so basically the players are off today. You know, we got back around 4 a.m., so we give them the day off today, and then we'll come back in. We'll practice tomorrow. We'll be in the bubble tomorrow. We'll be outside on Wednesday, kind of a lighter practice on Wednesday. The Saints arrive here sometime Wednesday night. We're going to get together with their coaching staff, great coaching staff to work with. Already had a bunch of communication with Coach Payton. I know a lot of those guys on that staff, you know, with Joe Vitt and Pete Carmichael and all those guys. So really looking forward to working with those guys. They're going to come in. We're going to meet with them, kind of iron some things out for the next day's practice. We'll be out there in full pads on Thursday and have a really good pro football practice. A lot of different areas of the field will be covered. Special team situations will be covered. It'll be a lot of fun. And I know our players will be excited about it, to see a different team and see different schemes and things like that. And then Friday, the day before the game, we're going to get together and we're going to practice against them in kind of what we would call like a shadow tempo, maybe like an OTA type tempo, where we work a bunch of different situations, end of game, end of half, different types of situations that come up. And obviously not like a live practice, you know, because the game's the next day, but we'll get a lot of work done there. And then Saturday, play the game. You know, the thing about game one to game two, I think the biggest difference is that maybe some guys will play a little bit more, you know, as we move towards game three. Some of our starting players will probably play a little bit more in game two and then play a little bit more in game three and probably not play in game four. So that's kind of the big difference that I see. Yeah, I mean, he had a 75-yarder. I mean, that was a great punt where he, we were backed up, and we just talked about that. We've got to play better in that situation at the end of the half. We really got to do a better job at the end of the half this year, you know, where we've got to try to get points. We weren't able to move the ball there, so we had to punt. Then we punted, and he did a great job, 75-yard punt. 33 seconds ago and a half, they drove it and Dawson kicked the field goal. So we have to play off of that punt better. But I thought he did a really good job. He was very solid. One almost got blocked, so we got to pick up, improve our protection there. But his timing was good, so he was able to get it off, and I thought he had a really good day punting.
If I remember correctly, your first workout of a prospect was Tom Savage. Did you see him as somebody you could mold in your office when you visited him?
Yeah, we had a good first meeting with him. You know, we watched tape with him. his last year at Pitt, he really battled hard. He took a lot of hits. He was able to hang in there, deliver the ball. We felt like he could really talk about his offense at Pitt. You know, he was able to articulate it to us, what he was doing, what the assignments were, things like that. And he's really worked hard. I mean, last year when he was injured, he was in every meeting taking a bunch of notes, doing everything that he was able to do under the rules of being on IR to be prepared for this season. So it was good to see him go out there and have a good run yesterday. Yep.